Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and we welcome you to Blog Talk Radio and our program Bible, sponsored by the Darien Loop Church of Christ, where Brother Louis Barker IV is minister. And we just appreciate everyone who will be calling in and holding on or whatever, but we thank you for the opportunity to teach the doctrine of Christ. We're going to open with a prayer. Brother Brown, will you open with a prayer for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We want to thank you for the Son of Jesus who came down from heaven to the sinful world and gave his life on the cross, and we may have everlasting life and be obedient to his will. We also just thank you for the show that we may continue to spread the gospel
yes.
of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
Anyone who may be listening, we ask that they may ask what they must do to be saved. We also just
Amen.
Pray for the host panel, Brother Williams, Brother Parker, and Brother Williams, and Brother Jonathan, and all the ministers who participate in this program. We want to just pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This program is called Bible. Bible can mean or be an acronym. Bible could mean basic instructions before leaving Earth. And that's highly possible. I remember somebody came that out and publicized it very strongly. When we were going to the moon, they were telling us about that. And that's basically what it's all about. They've gone up there so far but never saw nothing. There was one man went up there, stayed a whole year, came back, but they didn't discover anything. They're talking about going to Mars now to discover something. You know what we need to do if you want to discover something? Is to obey the gospel of Christ. That means you, if you hear the word, believe the word, repent of your sin, confess Christ to be the Son of God, and be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the washing away of all of your past sins. Come up out of the water, a new creation in Christ Jesus, John chapter 3. We do that, then we become the blood of Jesus, as long as we walk in his footsteps, that's what will happen. We'll be blessed in and can live a great life on earth, an eternally wonderful life in heaven. That's a blessing. Is Brother Johnson on at this particular time?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. We're gonna now turn over to kick us off a wonderful gospel preacher from Warden, Texas. His name is Brother Johnson at this time. If you want to say more about yourself, say that right now and kick us off, sir.
All right. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, Radio Land, the Bible speaks the truth. And we
Amen.
Must know the truth if we want to be saved. The world is religious, but it's not saved. It's not in Christ that the Bible
Amen.
Teaches. In the first century, the people that day in the Acts, the 11th chapter, and verse 26, at Antioch, the first year they were there, they were called Christians. They wasn't
Amen.
Called all these names that we hear today. Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Jehovah Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian. They were not called those names. They were just called Christians. Capital C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-S. Agrippa in Acts 26 and verse 28, when the Apostle Paul said, I know that you believe, but the Agrippa said something that caught attention. He said, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
Amen.
He didn't say nothing that you almost persuaded me to become a Catholic or a Baptist or a Methodist. or Presbyterian, he's almost a Christian.
Amen.
People need to learn what the Bible says and quit playing with the book. Because the book is a sincere book. I take it serious. I read it daily. And I'll challenge any man when it comes to the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't care who he is, from the president to my house.
Yes.
I will challenge him. And I will prove to him from God's holy word and the respect of it, it talks about a Christian.
Amen.
The Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 4 and verse number 16, he said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God on his behalf. He said, a Christian.
Amen.
He didn't say nothing about a Catholic or a Baptist or a Methodist or a Jehovah's Witness or a Seventh-day Adventist. He said, a Christian, Brother Parker, Brother William, he said, a Christian.
Amen.
We need to learn this. When people ask us what we are, we need to tell them we are a Christian, no more and no less.
Amen.
I'm a Christian, Brother William. I'm no more and no less.
I am
a member of God's family. I am in the church that Jesus purchased with his own blood.
Amen.
Acts 20 and 28. He said, take heed, therefore, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
Amen.
I was bought by Jesus Christ's blood. I am the church, and Christ is the head. Huh? Is that all right?
Yes.
That's it.
The Bible tells us who is the head of the church. In Ephesians chapter 5, and verse 23-25, he said, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the body. Huh?
Yes.
The head of the church, the head of the body, the head of, and he's the savior of the body.
Yes,
amen.
No one is the savior of the body. No one is the head of the church but Christ.
Amen.
We might as well face that and tell it like it's wrote in the book.
Yes.
I've been doing some studying on different things, the head of the church. All I can read is Christ is the head of the church.
Mm-hmm.
All I can see in the Bible that we have to be added to the church. Acts 2:41-2:47. The Bible nowhere tells me to join any church.
Amen.
The Bible nowhere tells me to place my membership in any church.
Amen.
The Bible nowhere tells me to become a member of the Baptist Church or the Catholic Church or the Methodist
Amen.
Church or the Jehovah's Witness Church. Huh?
Amen.
The Bible
Amen.
Tells me in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a
Amen.
Promise unto you and to your children, which are far off, as many as the Lord God shall call. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Huh?
Yes.
How did they do that? They gladly received this word and were baptized, added unto them about 3,000 souls. The Bible said they were baptized into Jesus Christ, the Savior
Amen.
Of the world.
Amen.
And Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18-20, the Bible tells me, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the world.
Amen.
The Bible says that. Without baptism, you cannot contact the blood. Huh?
Amen.
The Bible tells us that you got to contact the blood through the water.
Yes.
In John the 19th chapter and verse 34, when the soldier came to Jesus, he pierced his side, came forth blood and water. The Bible says, what came forth? Blood and water.
Water.
Nothing else came forth. Jesus Christ will save those who will obey him and follow him and do his will.
Amen.
You see, the Bible tells us what to do, how to do it, and God expects us to do it. God don't need us to tell him anything. We need to learn to listen to God's word and do what God say, and quit arguing with God and quit acting like we ain't got no kind of sense and do what God tell us.
Yes.
In Hebrews chapter 5, let me read that right quick to you.
All right.
It says something here very important to me. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, he said, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered.
Yes.
And he, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. He became the author of eternal salvation to all of them that obey him.
Amen.
I
want to
know, have you obeyed God? Have you obeyed Jesus Christ, our Lord?
All right.
Have you did what he said? If you have not obeyed him, you are not a child of God. I don't care who you are and what you say. I know that Bible is not lying.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Titus 2 and 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, but all men won't receive it. Why? Because they don't believe it.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Acts 4 and 12, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Yes.
We can't wear Baptist and be saved.
No.
We cannot wear Catholic and be saved.
No.
We cannot wear Jehovah's Witness and be saved.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Cannot wear Presbyterian and be saved. We can only wear Jesus Christ's name and be saved when we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Mark the 16th chapter, verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He
Amen.
That believeth not shall be damned.
Amen.
The world don't
Amen.
Realize that they're on their way to hell when they refuse to not obey God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the world wants to play politics, religion.
All right.
But it ain't going to work with God. Either you're a Christian or you're not.
That's right.
You're either in Christ or you're not.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if you say, Lord have mercy or God bless you. If you haven't obeyed, it ain't doing you no good.
Amen.
Amen.
In Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 21 through 23, Jesus made a clear statement. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Many will say, I have prophesied, cast out devils, did many wonderful works. He will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. You didn't do what I told you. You didn't obey
Amen.
My will.
Amen.
You got to get into the will of God. The Bible says in John chapter 9 and verse 31, we know that God heareth not sinners, but they that be a worshiper
Amen.
And do his will. We got to do his will to be able to worship him.
Amen.
You see, the Bible tells us what to do, not the preacher, the Bible.
Amen.
Once you learn the truth and obey the truth, then you need to study the truth. You
Amen.
Need to put your head in the book.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Need to stay with the book. See, the preacher can sin, but the book don't sin.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible teaches me that I can ask God anything from the book.
Amen.
You see, I know God will hear prayers if we do what he tells us.
Amen.
But see, we won't do what he tells us, so he's not going to hear you. He's not going to listen to you. And he's not going to even help you when you need help because you won't do what he say. You must do what he say. See, I don't trust nobody. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be straight up with you. I don't trust Donald Trump. I don't trust Hillary Clinton. But I trust Jesus Christ, who can save my soul.
Yes.
That's what I trust. I made a mention of that Sunday, Brother William. You remember that.
Yes.
I'll say it again. I don't trust either one of them. Now, one of them is a Christian.
That's right.
They're not Christian, so why are we worried about them? I'm worried about going to heaven, Brother William. I ain't worried about going with them, but they ought to go to hell anyway. They ain't concerned about all of that. What they talk. Talk is cheap, Brother William, Brother Parker.
Yes, sir.
But doing God's will is very important. We need to learn what to do from the Bible. We need to call on God and see what God has to say. You see, we just like the children of Israel. And 1 Samuel chapter 12, beginning at verse 1 through 15, the children of Israel wanted a king like all the other nations and forgot.
Amen.
God was the king, and they end up sinning.
Yep.
God was the king. You can't get a better king than God.
Amen.
You can't get another one better than God. God will be your king when everybody else is going on, dead and gone, and God still your king if you follow his way.
Amen.
Follow the book. Follow the truth that's in the book. John 8:31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You want to be free? Follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. You want truth? Go to Jesus.
Man.
You want to live? Go to Jesus.
Amen.
You want to spend eternity in heaven? Come to Jesus.
Amen.
Come to Jesus. That's the only one can save you. You know what? Brother William, you got your Bible right there beside you.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Job 15:15.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you something. I'm going to tell you how God don't trust nothing. I'm going to show you something here. Job 15:15 and 16.
All right.
Read
the Bible
it out
says,
so we can hear it.
The Bible says in Job 15:15-17, if God puts no trust in his saints, and the heavens are not.
You know why he said that? Because they can sin. That's why he said that. He don't put no trust in his saints.
And the heavens are not pure in his sight.
The heavens
are
the stars and the moon and all that stuff. Real, Brother William.
How much less man, who is abominable and filthy, who drinks iniquity like water.
Oh, he's talking about sin right there. The world is messed up, Brother Parker. Drinking sin like he's drinking water. Oh, look at that. Read.
I will tell you, hear me, what I have seen, I will declare. What wise men have told, not hiding anything received from their fathers, to whom alone the land was given, and no alien passes among them. The wicked man rises with pain all his days, and the number
the
of years is hidden from their
oppressor.
The wicked
man rises with pain all his days. That's, man, look at here. God will let you suffer if you don't get right with him. You gonna suffer in this world if you don't get right with God. See, it ain't nothing wrong suffering as a Christian because God's suffering with you. But when you suffer by yourself, you got a problem.
Amen.
Because you don't have God. We need to learn to get God on our side and keep God on our side and follow God's way and do God's will. That's
Amen.
What God wants us to do. He wants us to do what he tells us and quit arguing with him and quit saying, well, my preacher and all of that, this is my church, because no man on this earth owns no church. And we need to stop saying that because God never authorized that. He didn't allow the apostles to have a church of their own. He didn't allow the prophets to have a church of their own. Jesus is the only one that built the church in Matthew 16 and verse 18.
Yes.
Not man. Man didn't build nothing. All man did is build a frame house, Brother William. And you go in there and you get trapped up and still don't know God. The devil got plenty of houses, Brother William, Brother Parker.
Sir.
But he ain't got salvation in none of it.
Nope.
Huh?
No, sir.
They don't have salvation. And they followed the wrong one.
Yes.
See, Christ promised salvation.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, salvation is in Christ Jesus, not
That's right.
The preacher, not in the man. It's in Christ Jesus. Let's go back to the book and see what the book teaches and what the book say, because the book is the mind of God.
Amen.
It's not the mind of men. We got men talking about, well, man wrote the Bible. Man did not write the Bible. God used man like he used a pencil or an ink pen.
Yes.
Man only did what God told him. Let me show you an example of what I'm talking about. I'm going to bring this in, Brother Parker. Brother Parker,
Amen.
I want you to get your Bible there. I want you to get your Bible, because I want to show you something. I want you to go to 2 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 20 and 21. Brother William, I want you to put your finger at 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
All right.
Ready, Brother Parker?
Hey, well, I'm turning. I'm getting over there. Second Peter, what was that? Second Peter,
chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
Yes, sir.
Now, watch what he said there. Read.
The Bible says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
Look at that. Read.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They were moved by the Holy Ghost. Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They weren't moved by me and you. We weren't moved by anybody. We were moved by the Holy Ghost through the word today. I'm going to prove it.
Amen.
Brother William, read yours.
2 Corinthians.
No, 2 Timothy.
Oh, okay, 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
Okay, all right.
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Listen to
Second Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine.
I'm giving my inspiration of God. Read.
And it's profitable for doctrine. For
reproof.
For
doctrine?
For reproof.
Read.
For correction. For instruction in righteousness.
And
that the man
read.
Of God may be thoroughly furnished and equipped for every good work.
Oh, look at that. Now God has set up the plan. We got the whole complete revelation. All we got to do is preach the book. Preach the book, brethren.
Amen.
Don't worry about what people are talking about. You got the word of God right in front of you.
Amen.
Thus said the Lord. And if they don't want to hear it, let them walk. Because you know what they're walking to? They're walking to hell.
Yes.
If you walk away from the truth, you walk into hell. Straight up.
Yes. Yes.
See, we got to tell them, just tell them the truth. Don't be afraid. Tell them like it is in the book. They don't want to hear it. Go somewhere and find somebody that do want to hear it. The Bible tells us what to do. Huh?
Amen.
Yes.
We got the truth. Huh?
Amen.
We have the truth. And men refuse to obey God. We can't make you obey God.
Amen.
All we can do is tell you what God said.
That's right.
God said you've got to be obedient to the word.
Amen.
If you don't obey God, he will cut you off from this life that you're living now.
Amen.
You can be assured of that. Many folks are cut off from the life they're living, Brother Parker, because they don't obey God's will.
Amen.
We must obey God. That's a commandment from our God.
Yes, Lord.
Not from no preacher.
Amen.
We got too much of preacher idols instead of God.
Yes, Lord.
Put God first. You see, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be added unto you. We got too many people putting men first and God last.
Yeah.
I know the Bible teacher. We got to go to the book to find out what he says.
Amen.
All men must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16-17, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe, also to the Jews and also to the Greeks. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The gospel was saved, not the preacher.
Amen.
The gospel, capital G-O-S-P-E-L.
Amen.
Man can't save man. If man don't be saved by a Savior called Jesus Christ our Lord, he'll never be saved. And he got to be the conditions of what Christ said to do.
That's it.
Christ said you got to be baptized. That's a command from God.
Yes,
not from the preacher. From God.
Preach. Yes, sir.
Bible is right. And we got folks talking about, well, my preacher said this. My preacher. Put that preacher out of his mind. Put God in place of that preacher. And you can put your hands up from God.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. Radio man, listen up. Because we're talking about Jesus Christ, who can save everybody that wants to be saved.
Amen.
Everybody can go to heaven if they want to go, but they got to obey God's will.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible is going to tell us the truth, and the same book that we read will face us in the judgment if we turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The Bible will, this book that we preach out of, will face us in the judgment. So we get in Christ and stay in Christ and walk in life and live that life. And
amen.
Try to share it with other people that want to hear it, and don't worry about what they say. It ain't about your mama and your daddy and your brothers and sisters. It's all about Jesus Christ. We got a lot of folk in the world today. Well, my mama was a Baptist. She was a good Baptist and a good Catholic. If she wasn't Christ, she wasn't nothing.
Amen.
If she wasn't in Christ or he wasn't in Christ, they wasn't nothing.
Amen.
The Bible said we got to be in Christ.
That's right.
Yeah.
All over the book, all over the New Testament, you can read about Christ. You can just sit there in your room or in your bedroom, wherever you sit at, and just read about Jesus Christ. And he's going to tell you how to be saved and how to stay saved. He's going to tell you how to stay saved. All you have to do is read every day. Let me say this to all my brethren this evening. Read it every day. That's how you in prayer. You pray, you read. You pray, you read. And you share the message with others and those to hear it. If they don't want to hear it, leave them alone. Keep on preaching the word of God. Don't stop preaching because one say, I don't believe it. Just keep on preaching. Somebody will respond. Because God got a whole lot of folk out there. May not listen, but they will listen. Because there are some people out there in the world are hungry for the truth.
Yes,
man. You got to be like fruit inspectors. Search them out. Find them out. Find out what they really want to do. You see, we got to preach the word.
Yes.
We got to preach stories and lies and fairy tales and get up in the pulpit and try to get all cute with the word. That ain't what God said to do.
Amen.
We got a whole lot of preachers trying to be cute with the word. All get all fancy with their philosophy and their teaching from men and started preaching the word of God. Preaching like it is. Tell it the way it wrote up. Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, folks scared to preach God's word. But I'm a member of the Church of Christ, but never shared the word with nobody.
Amen.
Tell it like it's wrote, brethren. God's word will not fail.
Amen.
When it go out, it stays out. Whoever it hit upside the head, it's supposed to hit. We got a job. We got a let me say this to you, brethren. We got a heavier job than the president of the United States.
Amen.
We got to teach these souls. See, the president of the United States, all he is a politician. That's all his job, going to let him go. We got to go beyond that, brother. We got to preach the word even to our president. If he sit down and listen, he got to hear the same message.
Amen. Got to hear the same thing.
Down here, because he's up there. The Apostle Paul didn't skip around none of those leaders. He went direct to them and told them like it was. Look at Agrippa. Agrippa was the king. The Paul went direct to the man. He said, I know you believe. He went direct to him, Brother Parker. He didn't take the will. I ain't going to say nothing to Agrippa because he's going to have me killed. Well, I like what the Apostle Paul said in Acts, the 21st chapter, beginning at verse 13 through 18. He said, oh, you break my heart. He said, I don't only live for God, but I'll die for God.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, brother, when you can say that, a mouthful of that, then you're on your way. You're on your way to heaven.
Yes,
amen. To me. The Bible is right.
Amen.
One of the greatest books in the world and the least book read. Greatest book in the world, Brother Will, but the least book read. You can't go to nobody's house today and say, let's talk about the Bible. Well, you know, my preacher said, we ain't talking about your preacher, we're talking about the Bible.
Amen.
We're talking about the Bible, not about your preacher. Your preacher, if he ain't got it right, he's going to hell.
Amen.
So just tell it like it wrote. We got too many preachers sitting up there playing with the Bible and don't want to tell it like it is. They're scared. What are you scared of?
Yes.
When I get behind that pulpit on Sunday, Brother Parker, I just come straight on out with the scripture. I don't care if you like it or not.
Amen.
That's Brother William though, I do it.
Yes, sir.
I just come straight out. I don't hold nothing back.
Yes.
I declare the whole counsel of God to them. If they don't want to hear it, then don't come. As simple as that.
Amen. Amen.
I'm coming at you. So you might as well get ready. Radio Man, we coming. We coming at you. You get your preacher. You can get all your teachers and everybody you want. You can get the president. We'll tell him. We're not afraid of him. Bible is right, and we hold it back.
Amen.
Huh? The Apostle Paul made a mention of that in Romans, the first chapter, and verse 18 and following. He said, they holding the truth. What you holding the truth for? Just tell it like it is.
Amen.
Bible is just too plain, and we got folks don't want to hear the truth. But as long as I live in this body, before the Lord called me home, I'm going to preach the truth. I don't care what the people say.
Yeah, all right.
You can knock me down. You can push me over. You can talk about me all you want to. You can call me everything but a dog or a child of God. And I'm going to still preach the gospel.
That's my goal.
I'm planning on going to heaven. Now, if you don't want to go to heaven, get out of the pulpit and leave it alone, because you ain't got no business up there.
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of brethren don't have no business up in the pulpit preaching nothing. But they ain't preaching the gospel. They're preaching lies and fairy tales and stories, and they're just like, oh, I preach the gospel. Ain't preaching nothing.
Amen.
They ain't preaching nothing, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, beginning at verse 1, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
who shall judge the quick and the dead,
preach
the
word,
in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but have many years turning unto faithful. We got folks today will not listen to God.
Amen.
God is the one that's still on the throne. God is my king. God is my chief and commander. Who is your chief and commander? Huh? Your chief and commander? It ain't Barack Obama. It ain't Donald Trump. It ain't Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Ain't none of them. God is mine.
Amen.
Who is yours?
Amen.
Right. If you can't prove it, then don't use it, huh?
All right.
Amen.
We got a whole lot of folks today trying to prove something and can't even use it.
Amen.
Do you believe what this book says? Now, you have heard the word of God, Romans 10, verse 17, so faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Do you believe the word of God? Acts 15, verse 7. Are you ready to confess Christ? Or repent and confess Christ? Are you ready to be baptized into Christ? There ain't no other way to get into Jesus Christ but through the watery grave of baptism.
Ethiopian
eunuch, when he came to him, Philip preached Jesus to him, and he obeyed the gospel. He made his confession, and what happened to him? He got baptized into Christ.
Amen.
And he went on his way rejoicing. You see, I can rejoice because I'm in Christ. Can you rejoice?
Amen.
Ask yourself that. If you can't rejoice, you ain't in Christ.
Amen.
Got a whole lot of folks. Better wake up. You know the problem is wrong, so wake up. We got a lot of dead folk in the church, Brother William.
Amen.
We got a lot of dead folk in the church.
Yes,
they need to wake up.
Amen.
Rise out of your sleep.
We got to wake them up.
Amen.
Wake them up with what, Brother Johnson? Wake them up with the gospel.
Amen.
That's what they need to be woke up with. Until we make up our minds and do what God tells us to do and preach that gospel, God will cut us off. And he'll let us do that too. We got to
preach. Amen.
We got to put it out there like we ain't never put it out there in our life. We got to drop it. You say, Brother Parker, the third, drop it like it's a hot potato. Oh, brother, drop it down.
All right.
So fast, and people are leaving here. They killed a priest today over there in Germany somewhere. Look at them out. They don't care how they kill them now. Killing the police. Everybody's pulling a gun. Even down to the little kids pulling guns.
Amen.
Brethren, we better get up and we better preach like we never preached in our lives.
Amen.
It's time to take a stand. Brother Parker, Brother William, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Brown, and Brother Robert, wherever he may be, we as gospel preachers must make a stand now.
Amen.
Our world is going to hell if we don't do it.
Yeah.
We end up in hell if we don't take and go and preach his word.
That's right.
It's sad to say that, but we got to preach it.
Amen.
I'll turn it over to y'all.
Yes, Brother Williams? We have
yes,
Brother Williams from Warden. He's coming on now. Yes, sir.
You know, when you started out, Brother Johnson, you started mentioning the fact that there's a religious world. There are a lot of folks who are religious, but they are not saved. And we pointed out the fact that they are not saved because their religion is not from God. See, people will try to want to believe that religion will save you. No, Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is the only one and the only thing that will save you. What do you mean the only thing? Well, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is what's going to save you. If you obey the Word of truth, then you can be saved. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the gospel doctrine of Christ. Why? It is God's power to save. What do you mean? The power of salvation is in the gospel? Yes, it is, because the knowledge of God's grace and salvation is obtained through the gospel. And people have to know the gospel of Christ in order to understand and even know where the power of God's salvation lies. It does not lie within the words of the preacher. It does not lie within the words of man's imagination, man's philosophy and wisdom. All of these religious people that claim to be Christ and are not, or not saved because they are not following Christ. As Brother Johnson mentioned, they're following the doctrines and philosophies of men. Jesus already said that was going to happen. He already predicted it to be the case with many people. He said most people are going the broad way to hell. That was in Matthew chapter 7 when he said you got to choose the straight gate. Straight means difficult, narrow. It's a hard passage. It's not wide open. It's not easy in and out. It is difficult, okay? That's why you have to be careful about the truth. You got to know the truth, and then you can know that you are free. There are many people who don't know the truth, and they believe they're saved because they've heard a philosophy. And in 99% of cases, they heard a religious lie. They've been told all kinds of stuff. I hear folk being told, you can go and join the church of your choice. That's not even a principle of the Bible. Because in the Bible, there was no choice of churches. And you read the New Testament, Brother Johnson mentioned, you read the New Testament, you don't have no choice of churches. No one ever was able to choose the Baptist church or the Methodist church or the Catholic church or the Lutheran church. None of these churches were available to choose from when God gave his commandment to obey the gospel. So where did these things come from? Well, the quick answer is, they came from the mind and the philosophy and the wisdom of men. They did not come from the wisdom or the revelation of God. The Bible is the revelation of God. Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, most or all of you have a Bible. Your Bible is the revelation of the mind of God. It also tells you what God requires and what God wants you to do to be saved. It doesn't tell you to choose a church. There is no choice of churches in the Bible. There is no mention of these names of these different religious churches in the Bible. And, you know, isn't it ironic that the name of the church that most people are a part of is not even mentioned or written about in the Bible? Their church government is not written in the Bible. There is no pope, no system of cardinals, no system of religious clerics called fathers and bishops
and priests. That system of government is not even listed or written about in the Bible. We don't know no qualification to be a pope. It's not in the Bible.
Man.
There's no qualification to become a cardinal in the Bible. Yet you have one-fifth of the world's population that are espoused or married to the Catholic religion.
Amen.
And the Catholic Church. And they say the Catholic Church, the Pope is married to the Catholic Church, so evidently the Catholic Church is the spiritual wife of the Pope. And the Pope is the spiritual husband of that church. But according to the Word of God, there is no such man who is married to God's church. Obviously,
amen,
ladies and gentlemen, think about it. The Catholic Church cannot be a church. It cannot be the Church of Christ, nor
amen
can it be the church where salvation is. Because Brother Johnson quoted you Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of it.
Amen.
Husband is the head of the wife. How many husbands does a wife have? She got one. It's
amen
one head. The church is the Christ is the head of the church. Then the church must be married to Christ just like a man married to his wife.
Amen.
If the Pope is married to the church, then it can't be the Church of Christ. It cannot be the church that Jesus said he would build in Matthew 16 and 18.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, preachers, even all of you false teachers who might be listening to this broadcast, do you realize that Jesus is the only person in the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation that ever declared that he would build his church?
Amen.
He is the only person in the Bible who built a church, who bought a church, who founded a church. The founder of the Catholic Church is credited to Boniface, Pope Boniface III.
Yeah.
His name, his office, his qualification is not even written in the Bible. Pope Boniface III wasn't even born when the Bible was written. The Bible was completed in 93 A.D. through the Holy Spirit using John to write the last revelation to man.
Amen.
And that was in 93 A.D. Pope Boniface III didn't come on the scene until after 500 A.D. That's 410 years later.
Amen.
You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, your church did not originate from Christ if you are not a member of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
The only church that belongs to Christ is the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ means it is the church that belongs to Christ.
Amen.
Christ bought it. Acts 20 and 28. The church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Christ bought the church with his shed blood. He purchased you and I. He redeemed us from our sin. He brought us back out of sin and the bondage of sin so that we might be his servants, his free men, his children, his disciples.
Amen.
If you are a disciple of Christ, you are a member of the family of Christ. You don't have to join the family. You are born into the family. Jesus commanded baptism for the remission of sins, and Jesus stated in John chapter 3, verse number 5, except a man be born again, he cannot see or enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He must be born of the water and the Spirit.
Yeah,
that is water baptism according to faith. What do you mean according to faith? By faith means according to the word of God. We are saved by faith through grace, that is according to the word of God, by the grace of God, which is the unearned favor of God, when we obey his commandment and his will. See, there's a lot of folk that are religious today who haven't even obeyed the will of God. They have never been born into the spiritual family of God. They joined a church, and now they are worshiping in that religion, and they are doing all kinds of things that are good, but they are not obedient to the will of God. Jesus already knew about this, Brother Johnson. He already knew it. He says in the same book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7, after he said that there was going to be a lot of folk going the wrong way to destruction, he says in verse 21, not everybody that says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. A lot of folks out there, so-called, calling on the name of the Lord. Lord, Lord, my God, Jesus, my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus, love me. Jesus, I love you. God, I need you to help me. God, please do this. God, do it for me right now. God, I'm going to name it, and I'm going to claim it in your name. I'm naming and claiming because I got the Lord on my side. There are a lot of people that's calling on the Lord for blessing, for salvation, for faith, for healing, for all kinds of things. There are a lot of people out there. They're feeding the hungry. They're clothing the naked. They're housing the homeless. They're visiting the sick. They're visiting the prison. They praying for the sinners and praying for the folk, but they have never obeyed the will of God. They have never been born into the family of God. They joined the church, and they stand with that church, and a lot of them will tell you, I was born a Baptist. Why? Because my parents joined the Baptist church before I was born. So when I was born, I was a Baptist, and I was raised by my parents, Baptist. And I was raised a Catholic, and I'm going to die a Catholic, and I'm going to die a Baptist. And none of those names and none of those religions and none of that doctrine is even written in the New Testament. But we claim that I'm serving the Lord Jesus. Well, Jesus says, many, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, verse 22, many shall come to me in that day. What day? In the day of reckoning and judgment. See, we all got to die and face God. When we die, we're going to meet God. We're going to see God. We're going to see Jesus, and we're going to be reckoned by God. God is going to tell us our faith.
Amen.
A lot of folks going to be talking to God then. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done many wonderful works in your name? In other words, haven't we done all these things by your authority? Didn't you tell us to do these things? And did we not do them? But you know what Jesus is going to say? Jesus is not going to say, no, I didn't tell you. He's not going to say, well, I told y'all to do those things, but. No, Jesus is going to tell you straight up. He's going to tell it to him straight, Brother Johnson. Jesus says, I never knew you. Now, that's a tough one. Ladies and gentlemen, you think it's tough. Listen, let me tell you, Jesus say, he going to say, I never knew you.
Amen.
How can that be? How can it be that I did what Jesus said, quote unquote, but Jesus going to say, he never knew me?
Amen.
What does that all mean? It simply means what we're telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you are doing something in religion, if you are part of a religious faith, and it is not written, nor is it taught by the written word of God,
amen,
then you are in a false religion. You are in a vain religion. You are serving God without faith. You are not saved. Nor is your religion saved. And therefore, you will be lost in eternal hell when God comes to reckon with those of his church as well as to judge those of the evil world. You're going to be caught up with the evil world in judgment and not salvation.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to tell you what we think. We're telling you what the Bible tells you. Jesus said that he will say to folks, religious people, who haven't obeyed the gospel, he going to tell them, I never knew you. You know, I'm a father of children. I have three children, three adult children that I produced, and their mother gave birth to them unto me.
Amen.
I know my children. I know all three of them. There's only three. If a fourth person come up and says, Daddy, I'm your child, I'm going to deny them. I have to tell them, I don't know who you are. All of my children have the same mother, and I know all of them.
Amen.
I don't know you nor your mother. I never knew you. I never produced you. I never fathered you. I never begat you. You cannot be my child. Therefore, you cannot have any part of my inheritance for my children. See,
Amen.
Heaven is the inheritance of the saints. Heaven
Amen.
Is the inheritance of the saved, that is, the children of God. God
Amen.
Has heaven for our inheritance. But if you are not a child of God, you will not inherit eternal life in heaven.
Amen.
How can we know whether we are saved or not? The Bible, not the preacher, the Bible. The Bible tells you so. The preacher can lie. There are false prophets in the world and in the church today.
Amen.
Just as there were false prophets among the people of God in the old days, there are
Amen.
False prophets among the people of God today. The Bible is right. The Bible
Amen.
Is the word of God. The Bible is the mind of God. It is the revealed mind of God. God
Amen.
Already knows.
Yes.
And God knows those who are his children. And
yes.
the Bible says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from sin. Do you know what
Amen.
It means to name the name of Christ? It means to wear the name of Christ. It
Amen.
Means to walk and to talk and to live according to the doctrine and commandment of Christ and to actually
Amen.
Wear the name of Christ. Well, why do people wear all these different religious names? Brother Johnson said it right. There are a lot of religious folk,
yes.
but they're not saved. Why do
Amen.
We get all these religious names? Baptist. Apostolic,
well,
Pentecostal,
yes.
Lakewood Church,
Castle
Rock Walls, the Pirate House Church,
yes.
the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormon,
yes.
the Lutheran Church, the Seventh-day Adventist. Where do
well,
we get all these names from? We
well.
Are not the name of the church that Jesus built. It
Amen.
Is simply the Church of Christ. It is not
well,
a name that denominates Christ. See, Christ is not divided into all these different religions that people
Amen.
Claim. You got preachers walking around telling a lie. All these churches belong to Christ. All what churches belong to Christ?
Well,
these churches. Where did these churches come from? They're not
yeah.
mentioned in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say they belong to Christ. Where
Amen.
Do men get that? Why do people believe men, so-called preachers and reverends and pastors, who tell
yeah.
them these things? They believe them because they're listening to the preacher and not to the Bible.
Amen.
Brother Johnson, if they ain't going to listen to the Bible, they can't be saved.
Amen.
And the reason Amen. We have so much trouble preaching the gospel of folk, being rejected, being talked about. People tell me to my face, you lying. The Church of Christ ain't the only church in the Bible. Yet at the same time, they can't show me any other church in the Bible. They can't
Amen.
Show me the name of any other church in the Bible. They can't show me the founder of any of those churches. And most people in religion today don't even know where their church came from. It ain't
Amen.
In the Bible, and they don't know who started it. They don't know when it started. They don't know how it started. They don't know where it started. All they know is that building that they go to with
well.
Pastor so-and-so, that he founded that building, that church. He built that building, and that's where their church started. Their religion started hundreds of years ago, and they have no clue as to who started the Baptist or the Catholic or the Methodist or the Lutheran
Amen.
Religion. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday night, we're looking for some folks to get on the phone, get on the call, and ask the question, where did these
Amen.
Churches come from? We can answer that question for you. Where did
Amen.
They come from? They are not in the Bible. The Bible is right. The Bible is the truth. Only the truth can set you free. Whatsoever
Amen.
Is not written in the Bible is not the truth.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus gets ready to judge us about our religion and our faith and our spiritual life, he's not going to judge us according to the Constitution of the United States, which says
Amen.
That every man has a right to his own religious belief. There is no law against you practicing whatever religion you want to. That's
Amen.
The Constitution. But you're not going to be judged by the Constitution. We're going to be judged by the written word of God, the Holy Writ, the Bible, the book of the Lord. And in the Bible, there is no choice of churches. There is no denominations mentioned.
Well,
there's only one church. God is the builder of it, the owner of it, the husband of it, the father of it, the savior of it.
Yeah.
And that's only one. And if you're not a member of that church, if your church is not written in the Bible, according to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15, it will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
Amen.
It's going to be cast into hell. That's
Amen.
The second death. That's eternal damnation. If the Baptist church is cast into the lake of fire, where will all the members of the Baptist church be found?
Yes.
They will be cast into hell with it.
Amen.
The only church that's going to be saved is the church that belongs to Christ, and everyone who is a member of it and faithful to Christ in it will be saved in it. If
Amen.
You're not faithful to God, you're not going to be saved whether you're in the church of Christ or not. As a matter
Amen.
Of fact, if you're not faithful, you're not saved in the
Amen.
Body of Christ. Only the faithful will be saved. The unfaithful will be condemned. Jesus
yes.
says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9, the Bible says that Jesus Christ will be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them which know not God. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And taking vengeance on them that know not God and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. No one that haven't obeyed the gospel of Christ, according to Acts 2:38, no one that haven't obeyed the gospel of Christ is going to be saved. They're going to be
Amen.
Condemned to hell. And no one who does not faithfully serve God will be saved. Revelation 2 and 10.
Amen.
Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of eternal life. If you're not faithful, you won't receive the crown. You won't
yeah.
go to heaven. Only
Amen.
Those who die faithful in the Lord will be saved in heaven.
Amen.
Only those who are in Christ can be saved. The only
yes.
way you can get into Christ is you have to be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Galatians 3:26-27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Romans 6:4. Know ye not that when we were baptized into Christ, we were baptized into his death. Listen,
Amen.
You got to be baptized into Christ. That's
you
the only way you can get into Christ. That's the only way you can put Christ on as in baptism, except in baptism as your Savior. That's the only way we can be saved. So if you're not in Christ, then you're not in the Church of Christ. If you're not in the Church of Christ, Jesus Christ is not coming to save you
Amen.
From eternal damnation. He's only saving his church. Turn it back over to you, Brother Parker.
Yes. We've had some doctors talk tonight. And then I want you to look at something. According to what Brother Williams and Brother Johnson and all true gospel ministers in the Church of Christ over the world, we've got to understand we were charged in 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead in the appearing and in his kingdom. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come. Hey, I believe that time is right now. The men
Amen.
Will not endure sound doctrine, but after that, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and return unto fables or unto lies, unto everything other than the word of God. You know, you go to some of these churches and sound like a nightclub, a Sunday morning nightclub, all that foolishness going on up there, screaming, hollering, falling out, everybody jumping up and shouting going on. It had become a terrible situation. And now look at America. Our supreme authority embraced same-sex marriages.
Yes.
Oh, God, he is a liar. God is a liar, according to our Supreme Court.
All right.
A man can marry a man. A woman can marry a woman. What in the ham sandwich are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
God created the woman. He created her because there was nothing on earth that could compete with Adam. So he took a rib from her and created that woman from the dust, just like he did Adam.
Yes.
Now women are blessed if they keep that blessing.
Yeah.
We know all of them not members of the Church of Christ, but women are blessed. And if you don't stick with the truth, you'll mess up in trouble. There are a lot
Amen.
Of women, men out there married that are not members of the body of Christ. But that woman kept herself from being a prostitute or a whore on the street. Because God gave her a desire for a man.
Yes.
You know, that's why marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. If
Amen.
You want a clean bed, get married in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. You know, even now, we got members of the church that have been divorced and they've obeyed the gospel, men and women, they did that kind of thing. But you got to teach them right. God knows away all the filth that they had before they obeyed the gospel. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus when you're baptized according to the scriptures, to hear the word, believe the word, repent of your sins, confess Christ to be the living God, and then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission, for the washing away, for the cleansing of your sins. John chapter 3, you rise up out of the water, a reborn, a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's why you're called a Christian when you're baptized. All of your old wicked stuff is washed away. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're born afresh, born anew.
And you walked in the footsteps of Jesus. If you was out there in that world doing some of anything and everything, but when you meet Christ, you get washed, cleansed. Look at the Apostle Paul. He was baptized. He was a leader against Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in hell and beat them, killing everything with them. But he obeyed the gospel.
Yes.
And he gave his whole life to Christ.
Amen.
Listen. Those of you out there that are not Christians, you're going to have to obey the gospel. Now, I want to read two scriptures for you. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that he that be ordained of him. The highest God ordained the power of the gospel.
Amen.
It is the most powerful thing on planet Earth right now. Listen, Church of Christ preacher, true Church of Christ preacher, the living right, preaching right, and teaching right. You have the power from God through the Holy Spirit that moves people. Make them run or come, one or the other, because the only ordained power on earth comes from God. Now you say, well, the president has no power. He got that stuff that they write in the Constitution and all that, and he got the men behind him, and, you know, in the Supreme Court and all in the Congress and everything. They'll pass laws that they won't force you, but the power is in the word of God.
Amen.
Listen, ministers, you better get in that book and preach that word right now, because America is on the way down. On the way down. And a lot of other countries across the earth now are on the way down. Now, I'm not going to say the end of the world is coming, but I know this. In America, since we have embraced the most holistic scene you can ever embrace, we on the way down. America is going to fall except for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know something? That's got to happen. If we make it. Now, gospel ministers, God has always taken care of his own.
Amen.
He brings that doctrine to those believers, true believers. I know we got some people in the Church of Christ going to hell, man. But the only way you can be saved is to obey the gospel of Christ, become a member of the body of Christ, which is the Church of Christ, live right, walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and be saved in the end.
Yes.
Amen.
Romans 13, verse 2. Whosoever, therefore, resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hell. You're going to hell.
All right.
And the sad thing about it is, if you live a holistic life and you don't follow the instructions of Christ, the basic instructions that he has given you in the Bible, you're going to live a damnation in life. You're not going to live your life. You're not going to live a good life. You're going to live a holistic style life, then die and go to hell. I know a lot of people in my town. They'll run around there happy, partying at them nightclubs all every night that they can, especially on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. Partying in the nightclubs, smoking that dope, drinking that alcohol, running all the prostitutes that they can and everything else. And now meeting with men in love with each other.
Yep.
It's a dirty shame what's going on in America right now. And the only place you can be saved from all of this foolishness is obeying the gospel and becoming a member of the Church of Christ, and you're called
a Christian because you were born again.
Amen.
And Jesus was stuck in the side, pierced on that cross. Forthwith that out came blood and water.
Yes.
Whose blood do you think that was that hit planet Earth?
Mm.
That was the Father's blood. I heard you, Brother Williams. You got three kids. Lord,
yes,
numbers. And you can check their blood. They got the same blood type that you have, right?
That's right. Same
Jesus
DNA.
Came from heaven. He had the blood type of his father. And when they pierced him in the side, forth went their eye came blood and water.
Amen.
And we must be baptized into water. And we connect with the blood of Jesus.
That's
we
right.
Rise, therefore, a new creation, born afresh, born anew in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And you walk in the footsteps of Jesus and save your soul. Live in heaven. Walk
mm-hmm.
on the streets of gold. Jesus told us he's going away to prepare a house for us. And if he go away, he'll come back and receive us unto himself. That where he is, there shall ye be also.
Amen.
How many of us waiting? He's going to build a mansion for us. How many of us waiting for that mansion? How many of us living like we want to get in that mansion?
Yeah.
Wonderful thought. That's what we're living for here.
Amen.
Now we just thank you and bless you tonight that you tune in on us. And Thursday night, tune in, Bible Question and Answers, hosted by Brother Horace Robbins, will be coming on Thursday night. But call in, ask any questions on any night, Tuesday or Thursday. Or call in if you want to tell us something. If you contradict what we say, tell us about it. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you tonight. And we're going to ask that Brother Williams Johnson on.
Oh, I'm here.
We're both here.
You're both here? Okay, Brother Johnson, give us a closing prayer, please, sir.
All right. Our Father and our God, we're so thankful that we were able to be on the radio this evening to preach the gospel
mm-hmm.
of your word.
Amen.
God, we pray that we will be strengthened by this from your word. Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
We pray and hope that someone was listening from the radio land about the message, the true message of God. Father
mm-hmm.
God, we pray that you will be merciful unto us that we may be able to reach a lost and dying generation before it's too late, Father. We
Amen.
Ask that you to forgive us of our sins or anything we may have said that was not pleasing to you. We ask that you remove it, that our prayers will not be hindered. Father
yes.
God, we're just so grateful,
Amen.
So thankful for your holy word, Father. We're so thankful that you had salvation and a plan for mankind to live throughout eternity and throughout eternal ages. Father
Amen.
God, we have put the walks of life down here on this planet Earth. We hope and pray that we will have a place in your eternal kingdom. We ask all of
yeah.
this through Jesus Christ's name. Let us all
Jesus
say
name.
Amen.
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 Good night, my brethren.
Good night, brethren. Yes, sir.
Good night. See you Thursday if the Lord say so.
Amen.